And last time we began discussing the Malacha of Zorah. And we discussed the potential machlokas as to whether the commonality between Zorah Bar Merakeid is one of Eichas HaNifal or one of Eichas HaPoel, or maybe really there isn't a machlokas, and it's all dependent on the mode of action done and not the recipient of the action. We looked at the Gemara in Bava Kamma Daf Samech, where the Gemara presents Zorah in the context of a unique Melachas Machsheves, that even though in general you would have expected a Ptur for Zorah because it involves a form of Grama, that you're throwing something to the wind and the wind is doing Melacha, but Zorah is unique. Either it's very unique because Melachas Machsheves Asa Torah is specific to the nature of the Melacha Zorah, as maybe the Rush indicates, or maybe it's a little bit broader, that there may be other applications where you have this kind of positive Melachas Machsheves, where because your Machsheve is for something to happen, Ayideh effect Rama, that could still create a Achiev. It's just worth noting, and we may come back to this in the Borer context, there's a comment of the Baal Amor, apropos to the Gemara on Daf Kufav Amud Aleph, the Gemara of Kol Mekalkalin Peturin. So the Ramah, the Baal Amor there in Perek HaOreg, which I think is Lamed Beis, no, Lamed Vav Bedaf Erif. Lamed Ches B'dapi Rif. Lamed Ches Min Aleph B'dapi Rif. The Baal Amor has a line in which he says that Borer and Zorah are unique in that they are definitionally a Malacha Shenes Vichal Gufa that everyone agrees you would be Chayvan. Even though the mode of Zorah is essentially something that presents as a Malacha Shenes Vichal Gufa, because the way the malacha works is that you are sending off the psoles into the wind. So isn't that a classic lasalka me'elav? And by the same token, borer, you're removing the psoles from the ochel. So isn't that classic lasalka me'elav malacha shenis tikul gufa? So the Baal Amor has a line that, yeah, but that's precisely the nature of borer and zorah. Even though it's a malacha shenis tikul gufa, that's the definition of malacha, and that still is a malacha, notwithstanding its uniqueness. Okay. We may come back to that observation if we try to understand borer moving forward. Okay. We also had noted last time that Rashi on the Mishnah and Gimel says that zorah is berachas l'ruach. You take a pitchfork and you zorah into the wind. And the Ben Chanano on Ayin Dalam and Aleph has a line that if you are minapeach beruach piv, that's beruach piv, that's also considered zorah. If you blow something with your mouth, you create wind with your mouth and blow something, that also is effectively or could be zorah. Eglital is a comment in Sifkat and Dalid that there Ben Chanano is only true if it's something that would blow in a ruach mitsuya, and then a ruach mitsuya in fact blows it. I mean, to the extent that zori is done aydei ruach, either the Ben Chananel extends it to ruach pit, but let's just talk in terms of Rashi. That Zorah means you are affecting the Malacha by having the wind carry away the chaff. So that's only true if it's a Ruach Mitsuya that will blow it away. But if a Ruach Mitsuya is incapable of affecting the result of the Malacha, and you initiate the process of Zorah when there's a Ruach Mitsuya present, and then after you throw it out of your hand into the Ruach Mitsuya, which wouldn't be enough to affect Zorah, that a ruach she'ena mutsuya pops up, that would not be a malacha. I mean, the utility, the use of the wind to have akzora presupposes that it's a wind that you have anticipated through the initial action that you took in such a way that it would affect the malacha. But if the ruach mitzvah wouldn't be enough to affect the malacha, and you throw it to the wind in a ruach mitzvah, and then a ruach she'ena mutsuya comes, that would not be the malacha of Zora.
But it's a ruach she'ena mutsuya right away.
Yeah, because that's your intention, and that's the reality. That's the mitzvah for all intents and purposes. Meaning you're throwing it into a ruach she'ena mutsuya that exists in front of you, then you're going to be chayiv because that's malacha Zora. So Rabbi Karp points out that there's a comment of the Aruch HaShulchan that seems to indicate he didn't see the Rebbeinu Chananel. The Aruch HaShulchan didn't see the Rebbeinu Chananel because the Rebbeinu Chananel was printed first. What is the Rebbeinu Chananel printed first? You can find it as we go on. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Simin Shinyu Tests, if Kaf Love. Yeah, I said two things out of order, so I apologize. Let me reorder this in a better way. I apologize. So go back. Rashi tells us, and we generally assume that Zora until we get any further, but so far Zora is Ayidei Ruach. Point number one. Point number two, the Gleital says it has to be a Ruach Mitsuya or a Ruach She'enu Mitsuya that's there at the time that you Zora. Okay. Point number three. Rebbeinu Chananel said that the din of Zora applies even Ruach Piv. If you blow something that affects the separation of the chaff from the grain, that is a malacha. And on that Nakuda, Rabbi Karr points out that the Aruch HaShulchan says otherwise, but he thinks the Aruch HaShulchan didn't see the Rebbeinu Chananel. The Aruch HaShulchan writes in the end of Simin Shin Yotes that if you are Minapeach Bepeh, that is Hatter Gamor, that's not the malacha of Zora. Zora requires actual wind. He also points out there's a comment of the Alter Rebbe. In the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, there's a small section called Hilchos HaRav Shlishabsa, where the Alter Rebbe points out four or five things that he's noticed people are not so careful about. So one of the things that he noticed people are not careful about, he writes, you shouldn't rely on the popular heter that if a fly falls into a cup, you can remove it with a spoon. So that we'll talk about in Boer, that most of us can assume that's okay. If you're removing solos together with the ochel, that's not a problem of Boer. But the Alter Rebbe didn't think that that is correct. He thinks that that's also a problem of Boer. So we'll talk about that when we get to Boer. He says the only thing you could do is just pour the cup out until you get rid of the fly. Okay, then he says, and so maybe you'll do the following, blow the fly out of the water, blow the fly out of your cup. He says, don't do that either. However, if you blow it to the other side of the cup, and then you spill the cup out such that the fly is gonna spill out faster than if you were to just spill out the cup with the fly in the middle, that would be okay. And that's not considered borer ochel mitoch. That's not considered borer psalos mitoch ochel because you're pouring that out in a normal fashion. So he writes, but the point of Galen is he says, don't blow it out of the cup, but you could blow it to the side. So it sounds like, so he's assuming blowing does affect Zora. If you're going to blow it out, so that's blowing the psolus out of the ochel, al yidei ruach piv. So that would be a problem. If you're just blowing it to the other side, you haven't affected any psolus mitoch ochel, because it's still in the same place. It's still in the water, just like it started. It started in the middle of the cup in the water. Now it's at the edge of the cup in the water, but it's still in the water, and you haven't effected a removal of psalus mitoch ochel. But the Alter Rebbe assumes, like what we saw in the Rebbeinu Chananel, that Zohar doesn't have to be ayidei natural ruach. It could even be al yidei ruach piv. So the Aruch HaShulchan's comment notwithstanding, it seems like there is significant room to be choshesh that the melacha of Zohar applies ruach piv and not only ruach mamish. Okay. The Ramah has a very interesting line, which is based on a Yerushalmi that the later Achronim struggled to understand. The Ramah, at the very end of Siman Shin Yates, the Siman of Borer, writes, Haroke beruach b'shabbis, the haruach mefazer harok, chayim mishum zorah. If you are spitting into the wind on Shabbos, and the wind blows your spit, chayiv, melacha deraisa, mishum zora. So this is based on Yerushalmi that the Ur Zeruah quotes and the Maril quotes, but other Rishonim do not quote l'alacha. The Yerushalmi, Perakla Gadol, Halacha Beis, has the following. The way the Ur Zeruah quotes it, it's rak. The way we have it is rakak, but the same word that you spit. Vifrichaso haruach, you spit and the wind blows it away. Chayev mishum zore. That's what the Or Zeruah quotes from the Yerushalmi. If you spit and the wind blows away your spit, you are chayev mishum zore. As the Iglai Tal points out, the beginning of his piece on Zohar, Aleph Aleph, that aside from the Or Zeruah, no one quotes this lahalacha. And he thinks that this is a machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi. The Bavli that we saw last time says that Zohar, Bor, Merakeid are all considered to be three malachos. And the way we explained, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, is that the reason that they are three separate malachos is because they are performed in three different fashions. The common denominator is that your bor ochel mitoch soles, but one's ayidei ruach, and one is ayidei yad, and one is ayidei kli. So that's why they're listed as three separate malachos, but ultimately they're all forms of separating soles from ochel. So if that's the case, it doesn't make any sense that spitting into the wind should be a form of zora, a form of a malacha. There's no separation of ochel from solas. Zora means you throw up the grain and the chaff gets separated from the wheat. The solas get separated from the ochel. But if you spit into the wind, so the spit moves from point A to point B, but there's no separation of ochel or solas. It's just spit that moves location. So the Iglai Tal thinks that the Yerushalmi fundamentally must be assuming a different definition of Zora, that it's maybe using the wind to move something, even if it's not Ocha Mitoch Solas, or Solas Mitoch Ocha. You look in the Mishnah Berurah, Mishabura writes, Sivkatan Samach Zayin, Mifazer Harok, Velo Reinu, Ni Shachoshesh Lazah, Kaven de Ein Miskavin Lakach, Vikoshekain de Ein Zadar of Zora, Kidusha Vigivager. No one's careful about this because it's a Darish Ein Miskavin, and that's not Derech Zora. But I am the Beralach. What does he write in Beralach? Take a look. Beralach and Mefazer, the Chidusha, we give Eger, the Stapik, the Shofech, Mayim, Mu'atim, Mitzloch, Esterach, Halo. Let's say you pour some water out of a plate out your window, the Ruach Mefazer, Atipos, and the wind scatters the drops. Echad Ponolakan, Vechad Ponolakan, Ichayev Mishum Zora. The hell would say they'd harbor the hakel. Mid the Shmitu Aposke Marishalmi, Shmami no Ados Yulakin. Aside from the Ozerua, no one quotes Yerushalmi Lalacha. Ella, the Malacha Zora, Ukein Borer, the Mivare Psolas Mitoch Ochel, Ababukule Psolas, Enochai Mishum Zora. If your starting point is it's all Psolas, or for that matter, all Ochel, and there's no separation, there's no Zora. I, the Ramah, quotes it. V'afudas ha-Ramah, yesh letzadeid, nudafka barok, maybe it only applies to spit and doesn't apply to water that you pour out of a cup. The kamo de'ein disha ma'amer elab gedule karka, kein ein zora elab gedule karka. They suggest that maybe ein zora elab gedule karka. No, I don't believe that any Rishon has that formulation. Right? No one would say ein borer ela b'gedulei karka. But he thinks that maybe Zora is closer to Dash than to borer in that sense. The Adam nekra gedulei karka. Avalo b'mayim, delo b'gedulei karka. So that sounds like a bit chiddush. But oh, delo nichalei. Upsik reish delo nichalei, yesh matirim. Even though we don't rely on that in general, either. It would say for Alpha Menashe, Piresh, the Kavanas Yushami, Dehuba Mavir Dalit Amis Mishisarabai De Ruach. Nothing to do with Zorah, the problem is Havara. That if you're going to spit far enough, you may be spitting Dalit Amis Mishisarabim, Ayidei Ruach. While Derek Dugma, Piresh, the Kamo, Bizorah. After Ruach Misayaso, Afilachi Chayev, came Baroke, the Varasai de Ruach Ankin Chayev, Lunachon, says the Mishnah Berurah. And maybe the Kavanas Yerushalmi is that it's by way of analogy. Just like when it comes to Zorah, if you throw something into the wind and the wind removes the chaff, you're going to be Chayev. So to an Avara, if you move, if you're to spit without the wind, it would fall within Dalet Amos. However, the wind brings it outside of Dalet Amos, then you're going to be Chayiv Mishum Avaras Dalet Amos Rishas Arabim. This is also a big chiddush. Number one, it doesn't at all sound like that's what Yerushalmi is talking about. And number two, is that true? That if you blow something in a way that it wouldn't carry for Amos Rishas Arabim, then the wind takes it, that you're going to be Chayiv for Havara. Especially Zorah is presented in Bava Kamda Samach as something unique, that the Melachos Machshava is only in the context of Zorah, which is definitional. It's not definitional in that way when it comes to Havara. The Aruch HaShulchan goes further. Aruch HaShulchan here, Sif Mem Beis, suggests that maybe there's a different Girsa in the Yerushalmi, that the correct Girsa in the Yerushalmi isn't Mishum Zorah, Ela Mishum Zorek. That you're chayiv for Zorik Rishas Arabim, for Avar Rishas Arabim, and nothing to do with Zorah. Rabbi Karp suggests that these are all dochics in the Yerushalmi. And number one, to say Ein Zorah L'Bedulei Karka. Number two, to say that you could be makel because of segregation and nichale. Number three, to say that it's really talking about havara and not zorah. But without all those zochics, it's still hard to understand then why does the Ramah quote this halacha, especially if you accept the Iglital's analysis that Yerushalmi had a different nature of zorah than the Bavli. So why are we suddenly pulling out the Yerushalmi here in this context? Rabbi Karp suggests that maybe the Kavanah of the Yerushalmi is that the spit itself is considered to be psolus. Because if you're spitting, so the spit that you spit out is psolus relative to you, the spitter. So if your intent is to remove the spit from your body, to spit it out, so maybe that's what the problem of Zohar is, that you are removing the spit from your body, al yedei ruach.
That's not al yedei ruach.
Well, Yerushalmi is talking about which al yedei ruach. Harokek beruach b'shabes, beruach mefazir, chai mishim zara. Right? If you just spit it out, there's no malacha there. You haven't affected any malacha. Meaning, if we're saying that Zora by definition means that your bo reb solus mitoch ochal ayde ruach, that's be ruach, right? If I just spit out and there's no ruach, I haven't, unless you say that the Ben Chananel, that ruach piv is called ruach, anytime you spit something out, that's definitionally ruach piv. It doesn't sound like that. It sounds like there still has to be the extra step of ayde ruach. So if I'm spitting something out and the wind's going to carry it, so that's psoles mitoch ochel, the spit from the body, from the mouth, ayde ruach.
Yeah, but the wind is not creating the separation. You separate it from your body and the wind carries it. And as opposed to normal zora, the wind assists the separation. That's correct. Here it's not creating the separation, it just happens to be spit into the wind.
Here. I hear. Okay. That's what Rabbi Karp says. Rav Asher suggests maybe a little bit differently, that maybe, and he acknowledges this is also Docha, because it's not really mashed this way in the Lashon of Yerushalmi, that maybe you could say that the Yerushalmi is talking about a case where you're spitting out food together with spit. And then you're separating the spit from the food, ayde ruach. And the ruach is carrying the spit away, even though I might have argued that if you're spitting out food together with it, the food is also psolas. Maybe the spit is more psolas. But he acknowledges it doesn't really sound like that's what the Yerushalmi is talking about. So Rav Asher thinks, and this is printed in Minchas Asher and Shabbos Simin Samach Dalid, that no, in a chanami, this isn't a form of solus mitoch ochel, but as we explained in the Hakdama Shirim from the Magen Mishnah, that sometimes you could have a tolada which resembles an av in the mechanics of a malacha, even though it doesn't resemble it in the tachlis hamalacha. So megabein is a tolada de bona when you're making cheese. It's a tolda de bona because you're joining disparate parts together. So that's not building. It's not the same tachlis hamalacha as actual bona, but it resembles it in the mechanics. So maybe the Rishalmi is saying that spitting into the wind resembles zora in the mechanics, even if it doesn't resemble them in the tachlis. In a chanami, it's not meant to be borer solos mitoch ochel. But the fact that it resembles Zora in the mechanics is enough to consider it a tolada. So, be that as it may, Rabbi Eider quotes footnote Samaches in the Zohar chapter, the Rav Moshe said to him that even if we accept the Yerushalmi quote in the Ramah that you're not allowed to spit into the wind, and we accept that that could be a form of Zorah, but you're allowed to use aerosol sprays on Shabbos, even though essentially you are it has the appearance of spewing something into the wind that it self-generates. The Kosher Moshe can use an aerosol spray on Shabbos either because there's no Zora if something's kulo ochel or kulo psoas, which in and of itself may be a little difficult to understand because that's precisely the case of Yerushalmi, right? At first glance, unless you say some of the dochics that we mentioned, the case of Yerushalmi is spitting into the wind is a case where it's kulo psoas. But it goes through Moshe that there's no Zohar if it's kulo psoas or kulo ochel, and therefore using an aerosol spray on Shabbos would be permissible. Or perhaps easier to understand, is that in order for something to be Zohar, even a Libidu Shami, there has to actually be a wind that is blowing. Here, there's no wind. Here, you have the air pressure that exists internally in the can that is causing the contents to spray. But there's no outside force of wind or something analogous to an outside force of wind which is at play.
Would it be a problem for a term of Hananel?
So even Ben Hananel is talking about Ruach Piv. So you're saying maybe this is closer to Ruach Piv, because Ruach Piv is basically inside you and then you create an artificial wind. So here you have a can, and if there's pressure in the can that spews something out, maybe that should be analogous to Ruach Piv. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I feel like there may have been a lot of time. It could be that he's saying just anything which is not normal Zohar is a problem. Normal Zohar is in the way. Anything which is not that is still a problem.
No, the Ben Hananel will say that it doesn't have to be an actual wind. It could even be a Ruach Piv wind. That's also considered wind. Now I'm asking you what you think of would you say that the mechanics of a spray can are equivalent to Ruach Piv?
Are we either separating the wind by the can? I mean, the real phenomenon is that you're separating wheat from the chaff.
Right.
And here, if they're separating and you spray the yogurt.
So that's a separate argument. I mean, he's quoting two points from Moshe. Number one, this isn't an act of Zohra because it's either Ochel or either Psalas. The second point is that the mechanics of Zohra are only in play where you have wind as opposed to the internal mechanism of a aerosol spray can where there's no wind. It's just the internal air pressure.
That's how breathing works. High air pressure inside.
So I think that's a fair point to think about. Is that really different than Ruach Piv? Well, that's where it goes. That's not a function of how it's released.
That's in the mechanism that makes it spray.
Yeah.
Draws on whatever it is in the element.
Really, it's the mechanism and not the contents?
I think so.
Okay, so you have to talk to all the climate change people and exactly. See what they have to say. So Minchas Yitzchak Chelek Vav Simen Kav Vav is matter using aerosol sprays as well. Tshuva written to someone on behalf of Rabbi Weberman from Miami, who was 1973. I think he's still around in Miami. So he also, again, he expresses the same skepticism as to why we really should be, why the Ramah calls Yerushalmi the Lacha anyway. But the bottom line, even if we accept the Ramah, he thinks that a aerosol can is not considered Ayidei Haruach. So passes the Rav Avadya, Chelek Dalet, Arachayim, Simen, Lamed Zayin, Chelek Dalet, Simen, Lamed Zayin. That Ritziner is Machmir, Ber Moshe, Chelek Vav, Simen, Nun, Aleph, Ber Moshe, Chelek Vav, Simen, Nun, Aleph. So he's talking about adding water to a vaporizer on Shabbos. Which most poskim are makel on. And the question is, if you're adding water to a vaporizer and then the mechanics of the vaporizer are essentially causing movement of the water, is that analogous to the case of the Yerushalmi? He doesn't address spray cans here, he addresses the vaporizer, and he thinks that you should be machmir in that, if there's no chashash sakana. Bottom line, the rov poskim min ha'olam is to be makel on aerosol cans. Rabbi Karp writes that lechachili should be machmir, hamekel yeshal milismach, but otherwise the kitzur svarim in general and minhag olam is to be makel. And that's pretty much the largest potential lemaisa application of Zora for those of us who aren't in the practice of spitting in public or winnowing. Right, we established last time no one's ever winnowed before. Yeah, that should be our next class trip.
I sort of winnowed on. We used to have the can when I was younger. We were playing any sport games. Uh-huh. There's a shake that like the head of the can would always be right into. You'd like pick up grass. Uh-huh. So the wind was blowing. You'd like play that and see how it looks like that way. So like, we're playing football, you have to like, watch out when it's blowing that way. So it may have been a got a little bit of dirt in there.
Maybe. Under the date palm trees. Okay, so with that, let us move on to Borer. The Gemara on Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, which is a challenging Gemara to break down into its components. Tana Rabbanan, seven lines from the top. Hayulafana mine ochlin. If a person has mine ochlin in front of him, Tosis has the gear. Shnei mine ochlin. Come back to that. Bore v'ochel bore maniach. You can select to eat. You can select to save for later. Velo yevor. You're not allowed to select v'mbirer. And if you did, chayav chatas. So this brisa is mechusar havana. What's the flow between the first half and the second half? That's the Gemara is bothered by Mike Amar. And the Gemara has a number of Amarayim who weigh in. And the question is, when all the dust settles, or all the chaff is blown away, what is true, what holds up lahalacha? So first Gemara says, Amar Ula, Hachi Gamar, Bar v'ochel abo bayom, Bar meniach abo bayom. So you're allowed to perform Bereira. You can be borrowed to eat for that day. You can be borrowed to Maniah for the day. But you can't be borrowed for the next day. Then Birer Chayev Chatas. What's unique about Borer that you can suddenly perform a Malacha Lubabayom? Are you allowed to do other Malachas Lubabayom? Chimut Levasha Lubabayom? Elam Rav Chista, Borer v'ochel pachas mikashir. Lower umaniach pachos mikasher. So you're allowed to perform borer if it's going to be on less than a shear. Ukashir lo yivra v'mbira chayiv chatas. What's the shear for borer? It's not mefurish in the Bavli. Rashi writes that it's a grogeres, because that is the standard shear for malachas related to ochel. Yushalmi is mefurish that it's grogeres. And the Yeshuas Yaakov that the Mishnah Berurah alludes to in the Beralacha, Yeshuas Yaakov thinks Abshani Yerushalmi is that it's a grogeres of the entire mixture, ochel solas together, not just a grogeres of solas, which we may come back to as well, to the extent that that is relevant in understanding the nature of Boer. Maslow of Yosef, Bchimotu Lafos Bachas Mikashir. So also, why make it the fact that you do less than a shear that creates a heter? That's Chatzis Shear. So this is where you have the Rashi we alluded to, we discussed a little bit in Dagdama Shearim of Chatzis Malacha, Yisra Chatzis Malacha, and the Rashash Shear, not for now. Elam Rav Yosef, Bor V'Ochel B'Yad, Bor Meniach B'Yad. You're allowed to be Borer B'Yad. B'Kinon B'Tam Chulo Yivror. You can't use a kinon v'tamchoy. What's that? Rashi says kinon kli eitz she'osin kein sinor rachav mila acharav kein sinor rachav mila acharav v'katzar mila fana. So it's a kind of a wooden implement that is fashioned like a pipe that's wide and the back narrow in the front. Ubalei mabei osim aso. Ba'bor bo kitnis, nosin kitnis b'makom arachav u'menano ba'kitnis b'neishu segalgal. It's round, misgalgal v'yorei derech pivakasar absolus nishabrikli. So this, the point is that this is not the normal fashion of, not the most efficient way of being borer. It's not a kli that's designed for borer. If you use a kli, but not a kli designed for borer, so the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef says, Lo yivra v'mbira patr v'lasser. That's a malacha de Rabbanan. Says Rashi, Mutu l'chachil lo havei didami l'breira v'chayiv chatas lo havei d'lachar yadu. Dekar b'er b'nafek v'ara. B'yad lo dami l'bara pa. So Rabbi Yosef says, Bar v'ochel b'yad l'chachila. Kina v'tamcho yizasa de Rabbanan. B'nafek v'kvara, normal sieves and sifters, which is the derech, for Breira, Lo Yivror, then Direr, Chayiv Chatas. Okay, so Yosef says, how do you reconcile the ratio to save the Brisa? The permitted Borer is B'yad. If it's B'kli, so depending on whether it's a Kli Amiyuchal Borer or a Kli She'en Amiyuchal Borer, it's either going to be a Malacha de Raisa or a Malacha de Rabban. Maska Flora of Hamanuna. Mide kina v'tamchoi k'sani, ikir chaser min habraisa. So the Gemara so far rejected Ula and Rav Chisda on fundamental grounds, that hayitachen, you could do a malacha lebo bayom, hayitachen, that you could do a malacha lechachila v'chatzishir. The Gemara's rejection of the kasha on Rav Hamanuna is on technical grounds, that you're ascribing a reading to the Braisa that is Ikar Chaser min HaSefer, but not that there's a fundamental logical problem in making that suggestion, right? Ela Amar, I'm sorry, that's why Rav Hamanuna rejects Rav Yosef. Then Amar Rav Hamanuna, Vor V'Ochel, Ochel Mitoch HaPsoles, Boru maniach ochel mitoch solas. Solas mitoch ochel lo yivor v'mbir chayefatas. The way to reconcile the ratio and save the brisa is, are we talking about ochel mitoch solas or solas mitoch ochel? Ochel mitoch solas is mutter l'chachila, says Rashi, lo derech breirahi. That's not considered derech breira. If it's solas mitoch ochel, that is a chiyuv chatas. Maskla Rabaye, midi ochamitab sols ksani, again, ikr chaser min habraisa. Again, not a fundamental objection, but a technical objection. Alam Rabaye, borer v'ochel alter, uborer umeniach la'alter. You're allowed to be borer for immediate use. Says Rashi, lechol la'alter she'ein zederech borerin. It's not the way of the selectors. If you're boer for later that day, beyond the altar, that's as if you're boer for some later date. That's as if you're boer la'otzer, Rashi, la'atznia. And the Gemara doesn't have any kasha on Abaye. Amru Rabbana kamei de Rava, Amr lehu shafir Amr nachmedi, Abaye said well. Okay, so we have five terutzim in the Gemara. The first two terutzim are rejected on fundamental grounds. The second two terutzim are rejected on technical grounds. And the fifth terutzim of Abaye, there is no objection to. So it's clear that the first two have no standing in halacha. It's clear that Abaye does have standing in halacha. And we'll get to the next line of the Gemara in that kasha in a couple moments. But what about Rav Yosef and Rav Hamanuna? So are those rejected mikol v'kol, or do those still have standing lahalacha? Says the Chidushi Haran, the Chidushim Ham Yuchasim Laran, the Shita Laran, Elo Amra Baye Bor V'Ochel Alter Bor Minich La'Alter, Kasav Ra'ah, the Hainu Lachel La'Alter V'Osom Mamad. So altar means in the same sitting. We'll come back to definition of altar hopefully next time. The dafka ochel mitoch solas. But if you are being boer la altar, it has to be ochel mitoch solas. Even Abaye will acknowledge that it has to be ochel mitoch solas. The Rav Yosef, Rav Hamanuna, Abaye. Mistabra vadai de lo pligi beker dinakla. It's mistaber that Rav Yosef, Rav Hamanuna, and Abaye don't disagree la halacha about the fundamentals of boer. Elav okimta de masnisa de machchichad le chavre lememra de lo asya le lishan de masnisa. The only disagreement is how does that fit into the wording of the brisa? What's the most accurate, most plausible reading of this price. V'achidiyek lishna de pirchayu, and that's meduyak in the lashon of the pirchas, meaning, I think what he means, is that as opposed to the first two amirayim who were rejected because what they said made no sense, there's no kasha on Rav Yosef, Rav Hamanuna makes no sense. That's not true, it's definitely true. The only kasha is ikar chasam in a price. So Ran says that even though when we say Abaye is the best teretz, but Abaye still accepts the terutzim of, or the premise of Rav Hamanuna and Rav Yosef, and as such, in order to create a heter of borer, all three of these factors need to be in place. It has to be psalas, ochem nitop psalas, it has to be bayad, and it has to be la'alter. That's what the Ran quotes from the Ra'ah. Ritva as well, Dibra Maskel Ella Amar of Hamanuna, the second Dibra Maskel Ella in the Ritva. Bo'er v'ochel l'shaito ochel mitoch psoles. Bo'er umeniach ochel mitoch psoles. Perish b'yada. That when Rav Hamanuna explains in the Braisa that the permissible tzira borer is ochel mitoch psoles, it has to be ochel mitoch psoles biyad. And he agrees to Rav Yosef's distinction between the Yad and Bekli, and that's assumed to be incorporated in his distinction between Ochel Mitoch Soles and Soles Mitoch Ochel. The Beker Dino Lo Polygraph Hamununa Klal Kid the Muchaf Milishna the Askafta, same Lashon that we saw the Ran B'Shem Ra'ah, that there's no fundamental machlokes as to what ingredients need to be in place to be matir borer. Okay, so it's clear from the Ran B'Shem Ra'ah, clear from the Ritva, that we accept all three Terutzim Lalach and the way they present it, as you could have said, either or. But the way these Rishonim present it, it's all of the above. That in order, we'll have to explain why that should be so, and what's unique about Bora in that regard. But first, let's just get the mechanics down. That in order to create a Heter, you need to have all three factors. So that only Heter Bora is if it is Biyad, and Ochel Mitoch Soles, and La'alter. That's for the Rambam Paskins. Perek Ches, Halacha Yud Beis. Haborer Ochel Mitoch Soles, Osha Hayu Lefan of Shnei Mine Ochlin, Ubirer Min Mimin Acher Benafu Bekvar Achayev, Bekinon Ebetam Kli Pater, Vimbirer Biyado, Lecha La'alter, Mutter. Halacha Yigimel, Baborer Psoles Mitocha Ochel, Afilu Biyado Achas, Chayev. So the only heter is if you combine all three factors and you have Ochel, Mitoch, Soles, Biyad, La'alter. And the Ran al Arif, I don't think this appears in the sheet of the Ran. The Ran al Arif has an additional raya to this. Lamed Beis Amud Aleph Bedav Arif. Lamed Beis Amud Aleph Bedav Arif in the middle of the paragraph beginning the Nimsa. And he writes, the old Kasuv B'Shmozal, this is B'Shem Rebbeinu Chananel, the Chishrina La'alter, Hainu Davka B'Borer Ochel Mitoch Soles. That when is there a Heter La'alter? That's only if you're Bar Ochel Mitoch Soles. Aval, Soles Mitoch Ochel, Afila La'alter Chai Katas. But if it's Soles Mitoch Ochel, that's a Malach of the Rice, even La'alter. V'yalof Lami D'Chizkiya. Darmina, come on, this is the top of Ayin Dalam and Beis. Haborer Termusin, Mitoch, Solas Shalahan, Chayef. That if you separate a bean at the bottom of Ayin Dalam and the top of Ayin Dalam and Beis, if you are Borer a bean from its Solas Chayef, then we the Gamer Stama, Mashma Filu La'alter. So the fact that there's no indication there of any distinction between la'alter and not la'alter, it sounds like the iser of borer termusin mitoch soles shalahen, the malacha d'oraisa, is even la'alter. So even if you do la'alter, that doesn't help. It still has to be ochel mitoch soles. The time of mishum de'ikir borer hainu soles mitoch ochel, because that's definitional. If you're borer psolos mitoch ochel, then even if you do la'alter, that's still the malacha of borer. Okay. So all these Rishonim indicate that la'alacha, all three factors need to be present in order to have a permissible type of borer. The Tosfos assumes otherwise Bidas Rashi. Tosas Dimaskla Vatanya Chayev. So let's take a look at that line in the Gemara. Just continue where we left off in the Gemara. After the Gemara says Abaye had the best teretz. Hayu Lefanav Shnei Minei Ochlin. If a person has two food types, Ubirer V'Achal, Ubirer V'Haniach, and he is Borer V'Ochal, Borer umaniach. Ravashi masni pater. Rav Yirmiyah midifti masni chayef. So it was definitely usher, according to the first two Amoraim. We see the Malacha Deraisa, Malacha Derabana. Ravashi, period. So either Ravashi says pater, Rav Yirmiyah midifti says chayef. In the case of where you are borer v'ochel borer maniach. Ravashi masni pater v'ha tani chayev. Ravashi says, in this case, of borer maniach your pater, borer v'ochel borer maniach your pater. I didn't the brisa say your chayev. Lo kasha ha b'kina v'tamchoi ha b'nafu kvara. If it's b'kina v'tamchoi your pater, if it's b'nafu kvara, you're chayev. So what's the kasha of a hatani chayev? What price are we talking about? It says Rashi, that tanya le'el chayev. So that's referring to the price that we started with. The tani rabbanon, hayu lefana mine ochlin, bor v'ochel bor maniach, lo yivor v'mbirer chayev chatas. V'i b'borer u'maniach la'alter mutu l'chachila havya, Upater aval aser leka. And if we're talking about where you are bar maniach la'alter, that should be a heter lechachila, and not even a malacha derabana. So Rashi, the way he presents the Gemara's Kasha, Ibe boru maniach la'alter mutter l'chachila havya u'pazer v'l'asir laka. The Rashi sounds like he's saying that according to Abaye, there should be a heter la'alter even even benafo bekvara, right? That's what Tosfos is bothered by, because Shalari. The lamai demok mina la benafu b'kvara mashma dafka lebo bayom aser avala alter afila benafu kvara shari. If we're going back and reinterpreting that brisa, and the Gemara is making the distinction between types of kalim in the context of lebo bayom, but according to Abai, what the Gemara is working off of, if it's la alter, it should be mutter even the nafa b'kvara. So he's saying, let's read the Gemara according to Rashi, the way Tosfos reads Rashi again. So the Gemara asks, we just quoted Abaye with a heter of la'alter. So now the Gemara says, Hayu lefana shnei minei ochlin, ubirer v'achol ubirer v'niach, and you are bar ochel bar meneach. Rav Ashi says pater, Rav Yemri Difti says chayef. So how could Rav Ashi say that your pater? Didn't the brice above that we started with Hayulfana Mine Ochlin Bar Ochel Bar Maniach Vembir Chayiv Chata say that your Chayiv Chatas Lokasha Ha Bekina Vatam Choi Ha Benafa Kvara? So when do we say that your Chayiv Chatas? That's talking about Kina Vatam Choi. That's talking about Nafa Kvara. But Kina Vatam Choi, you're not chayiv, you're pater. That's only malacha de rabbana. However, the Tosa says the kashaluri delamai demok mina labenafu kvara. So if we're saying that the second brisa, if we're saying that the original brisa that says your chayiv is talking only about nafa kvara, mashma, and Abaye said that that brisa is talking about la'alter, right? That was Abaye's read in the brisa. So then mashma, dafka laboba yamaser. So that brisa is only talking about, the chayiv is only if it's not la'alter. But if it's la'alter, it'll be mutter. And that's even benafa ukvara, right? Because here, so basically the Gemara here, the kasha is from the original brisa, and Abaye's teretz of the original brisa was that it's talking about la'alter. And now because of another kasha, the Gemara has to reinterpret the original brisa talking about nafa ukvara. Yeah? So then it comes out that even in the case of the brisa, which is mutter of la'alter, that's even benafa ukvara.
Is it possible at this stage Gemara is working with Rav Kamuna, and we're Gemara is jumping back to Rav Kamuna?
Tosas doesn't Tosas assume that.
Not,
but why would you assume that we're going back to Rav Kamuna? We just said Abaye is the best terrorist, and now we go weiter. So you'd have to prove why you would say that. Okay, so that's what Tosas is asking. You see, according to Rashi, if we're now going back until the stage of the Gemara, the Abaye simply inserted la'alter the first price. But now we're saying, the Gemara says, in order to solve another steer in Brisas, even according to Abaye, you have to say the original Brisa is talking about Nafa Kvara. Then the case of Heter, of La'alter, is even a day Nafa Kvara. Then Alter is Matri, even Nafa Kvara. Yeah? That's Tosis's Raya from Rashi, or Kasha from Rashi. But that's his observation. Then the problem is, the Parakam of the Beitza, Mashma, the Benafa Kvara, Aser, Becholinyin. The Tanan, they sell Omrim, Bar, Kedarka, Kinum, Batam, Choy, of a love and of a Gvara, Lamafi, Bay, Lalter, Baba Yom. The Ode, Lachora, Lula, Del El, Ave Bar, Lababa Yom, Kamola, Alter, Labaye. So then, according to Ula's reading of the Gemara, Ula was the original Tarat's. That it's mutter bo bayom. So then Ula is also going to say that that's mutter benafik farla bo bayom. That can be. So v'nir l'ri, the brice is la'el, ayri b'bower b'yad. So no, the brice is talking about bower b'yad. And the heter l'alder is only with bower b'yad. What's the Gemara's question here? Where it says Iva Tanya, that's a different brisa. Hakha demokhi love enough for brisa kharisa hi. Vafila alter chayiv chatas. So because of this kasha and Rashi, Tosa is forced to say that the kasha for Vatanya, Vatani, isn't the brisa we have. It's a unnamed brisa, it's a alternate brisa. But what do you see? According to Rashi, it's assuming Tosis's reading of Rashi. According to Rashi, it comes out that maybe in Akhanami, the heter of La'alter applies even the Nafa Ukvara. So Tosa says you have to deal with the Gemara's and Beitza. How does that stim? But at first glance, the way we're presenting Rashi says, sounds like an Akhanami, that according to Abaye, the heter of La'alter will even work for Nafa Ukvara. Maybe it'll even work, because we don't know. Once you say that, so what about Psalms Mitoch Ocha? Right? So maybe according to Rashi, is once you say that you don't have to accept all the three conditions together, so maybe even Psalms Mitoch Ocha would be acceptable if it's La'alter. Not Mefurish. The Rabbi Carr points out that there are Rishonim that say that. Even the Torah, in a sense, says that. That Psalos Mitoch Ochel would be Mutter La'alter. Right? The first opening line of the Torah is not how it appears in Shulchan Aruch, but the opening line of the Torah, Haborer Chayev, Bahani mili b'bor b'nafa b'kvara, obor la'otzar, afilu b'yad. Aval b'yado, k'dei l'achol m'yad mutter. Hilkach, hayu l'fan of ochlen imsal shalahem, bor b'yado l'tzarach osachila, b'n bir yosir afilu boba yom nasika b'rlosir v'chayif. He doesn't say it has to be ochlen mitoch psolas. Sounds like even psolas Mitoch Ochel would be permissible alter. And then he goes on, the case of Uborer, then that depends on Tircha. Yeah, so if there's Tircha involved, then you can't be Barb Sol's Mitoch Ochel. But if there's no Tircha, then perhaps you could be Barb Sol's Mitoch Ochel if it's alter. Rabbi Carr points out this is Mefurish in the Sefer Hashlama in Klal Gadol and in the Sefer Machri of the Rid, Simon Samach Gimel, that psalus mitoch ochel is mutter la'alter. But Rovi Shonim assume, and la'alacha we assume, as we presented from the Ran, the Ra, and the Ritva, and essentially it emerges from Tosfos, well, I should qualify that, because right, Tosfos has a specific objection to Rashi in terms of Nafu Kvara La'alter. Right, he doesn't weigh in there on Ochel Mitoch Psolas, but that does come up in the next Tosfos. So that maybe we'll leave for next time. Okay, we'll stop here, and we'll have to begin to break down these various components of Borer moving forward. I'll try to send you additional marmakomos, and then we will meet in Rosh Hashem again on Sunday. Yossi, you back on Sunday?
Yeah.
Great, okay. So Sunday, I assume 2 p.m. Okay. Very good. Okay, have a great Shabbos.